You are listening to WHYY 90.9 FM. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Cherry Gregg. The Philadelphia Defender Association has been in a very public battle demanding additional funding for lawyers and staff. PDA Chief Keisha Hudson has been prolific on social media highlighting pay disparities between her defenders and prosecutors. They want a $5.8 million increase in their budget, and Chief Hudson is here. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Cherry. Great to be here.
So I want you to lay out this issue as you see it.
I want to note this is not an issue unique to Philadelphia. I'm not understating it when I say that public defense is in crisis all over the country. I'm asking for a $5.8 million increase to go towards salary for attorneys and our non-attorney staff, because our staff on a whole make much less, not only when compared to the prosecutor's office, but virtually every other city agency.
Just explain what these disparities mean in real world dollars and cents.
Our new attorneys, our new public defenders who go to law school and graduate law school with an immense student debt burden, they come to our office because they're committed to doing the work, and we pay them $57,000 a year. We compare that to the district attorney. Their new prosecutors coming in are making $64,000 a year just to start. But the disparity increases, as we look at attorneys who are here 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. And so it's critical that if a budget is about values, what message are we sending when we pay our public defenders so much less than their counterparts at the district attorney's office? The picture becomes much more stark and much more problematic when we look at our non-attorney staff who are making $29,000 to $35,000, even though they've been here for decades. They have one or two or three additional jobs in addition to working here at the Defender Association, just so they can make ends meet.
I mean, and let's talk about this a little bit more. I mean, there have been some pay shifts within the Defender Association, right? Because I remember there was a discussion of a union. Did that not close the gap?
We did get a budget increase several years ago to address the issue around parity. However, what has happened in budget cycles since is that we have either not gotten additional funding or we have lost funding. So part of my budget presentation and part of the push that we've been doing in the media is to really show that while cost of living is going up, while inflation is rising, almost 80% of our staff have not seen a salary increase, not a dime in their salaries in 3 to 4 years, some as long as 4 to 5 years.
Right now, all eyes are on Philadelphia. We just had a mass shooting. We've hit record homicides and shooting numbers. Carjackings are up. People are scared. And it seems like people are thinking that our priority should be on this topic, getting a check on guns, getting a check on violence. How does giving raises to public defenders fit into this, what many believe should be a priority shift?
I think the base understanding of what a public defender does is we get appointed to represent someone who's been accused of a crime. We represent them in court, and then the case is done, and that's it. We are a holistic, client-centered, community-oriented organization that represents 70% of Philadelphians who are arrested and charged with a crime in Philadelphia. But 80% of our clients who walk through our doors are themselves victims of violence. We do everything that we can, including connecting them to resources, to make sure that throughout the course of our representation, they are getting the help they need.
What do you think needs to be done here? Because people feel like it's out of control, and some are literally tying it to justice reform, criminal justice reform. Some folks are saying, maybe it went too far. Your response, and defenders are part of that criminal justice reform.
Right.
Your response to that.
I understand that it is the number one issue right now, and I'm seeing calls for more law enforcement. I'm seeing calls for more punitive prosecution. These solutions have been in play. They have been used before. It has not worked except to bring more people into the criminal justice system, have them languish in jails and in prisons. These are people who are poor and predominantly brown and Black. So we need solutions that work. It means going back and looking at the root causes. It means working on prevention. But we have people who are coming into the criminal justice system, and there is no one better suited or appropriate for a public defender to say, okay, now you're here. Where can we stop this cycle here?
And as we wrap up at this point, the Kenny administration has not committed to agreeing to the increase you're asking for, but you have found some support in council.
We found support from our community partners who wrote a letter urging the mayor and city council to fund us. You know, we've also gotten support from 13 members of city council. And I'll read a quote from that letter because I think it's powerful. You know, as a city, if we truly believe that Black lives matter, then we should have a budget that reflects those values and fight for those most in need. This is remarkable support, and I hope that we will get the $5.8 million that we have requested.
That was Philadelphia Defender Association Chief Keisha Hudson on the fight to close the gap in pay between public defenders and prosecutors. Negotiations for the city's budget is ongoing, but should hopefully be completed later this month. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.